Chapter 7. Satu had seen little Marta climb the ladder to the witch man's house. He stood for a moment thinking about what he must do. After the words he had spoken to Tama last night, it was not good for him to go and take the child away. He must run to the house on the beach and tell Hans. Hans would know what to do. "Hans! Hans!" Satu stood all out of breath at the teacher's door and called. "Hans, come!" Hans came out, his shock of red hair glittering in the bright sunshine, and his jolly face laughing. "Hans, Marta has gone to the witch man's house. I think you should go and bring her out. Tama may want to make medicine today, and he will not like to be disturbed." "Yes, yes, let's go." Hans loped off up the beach and into the path that led into the village. Satu followed. Within 5 minutes, the two boys stood at the foot of the ladder that led up into Tama's house. "Look, this is Tama's cooking pot." Satu pointed to the black pot upside down at the foot of the ladder. "Now, why do you suppose he threw it down there?" Then a strange sound came from the hut. Both boys shook with fear. It was the sound of something that groaned and gasped in agony and terrible pain. Satu's spine prickled, and the hairs along the back of his neck stung like poison seaweed. It took all his courage to climb the ladder far enough to look in through the open door. Tama stood in the middle of the hut holding Marta in his arms. His face was hidden against her bright hair, and the awful sounds were coming from him. "Marta!" Hans called to her in a quivering voice. She scrambled out of the witch man's arms and ran to the boys. Tama fell forward on the floor, with his face pressed to the split bamboo, and the groans and sobs that twisted his body were like those of a wounded animal. Even after they led Marta away, Satu could still hear the heart-breaking sound, and the terror inside his own stomach could not be quieted. "Hans," he said after they had put Marta safely inside the stone fence, "Hans, I think Tama is making powerful medicine. I never saw him make that kind before. Ask Marta what she did in Tama's house." Both boys talked to Marta, but the only word they could get from her was that she had blessed the poor snake. Satu puzzled over this for a long time before he understood. "I think I know. She must have gotten hold of one of Tama's devil charms, a dried snake. Is that why Tama lay on the floor and moaned like that? I don't know." A terrible thought had come to Satu's mind. "I think there is a bad curse on anyone who touches a devil charm. Oh, Hans, something terrible will come to Marta now. Hurry, run, and tell your father, so that he can make the strong medicine of God." Hans laughed. "Oh, Satu, devil medicine and snake charms can't hurt us. You see, witchcraft has no power against those who worship God." Satu was not convinced. He still stood trying to put away the fear that had dropped over him like a heavy cloud. "For us, oh, Hans, for us, it is horrible. I cannot help fearing for Marta." "Well, come, let's talk to my father." Hans drew his friend into the room where the big teacher sat among his boxes of magic. After Hans had explained in the strange language of these people, the teacher turned to Satu. "Don't be afraid," he spoke slowly in the island tongue. "The God we worship does not allow us to be hurt by devil charms. Let us kneel right here and tell him what has happened. Then you will feel better." So the three of them knelt in the quiet room, and although Satu could not understand the words that the big teacher spoke to his God, they soothed away the terror from his mind, and for the first time he felt God's comforting presence. Later, as the boys roamed along the beach, Satu asked so many questions about God and his magic that Hans could not follow his talk. "You want to know so many things so fast," he said. "Did the teacher tell God all about Tema?" he asked for the third time. "I mean, did he tell God that Tema is lying there on his floor, moaning and groaning?" "Yes, he told God the whole thing," Hans said. "He asked God to catch Tema, just like a man catches his little child who tries to run away from him into danger." Satu tried to picture it in his mind, a great big man, much bigger than the big teacher, running along the jungle path after Tema. He smiled. "Do you think God will catch him?" "My father says God already has his hand on Tema, but he is still kicking and fighting and trying to get away." The boys climbed up into Satu's secret lookout perch among the rocks. Here the fire mountain loomed before them. Today it vomited out flame, and the boys could hear the sea hiss as fiery molten stone hit the water. Satu strained his eyes, searching the narrow strip of white sand. No birds today. The noise and fire of the mountain had driven the birds away. "Those fire spirits are surely angry," Satu said to Hans. "I have never seen them so angry." He wanted to tell Hans about the powerful medicine Tema could make, and how everyone on Great Sanger feared his curses more than they feared the Fire Mountain. He wanted to tell Hans that the men of Sanger, along with his own father, had gone to the southern island to bring Islam teachers. There was so much to tell, and the words they both understood so few. It felt like trying to push a river through a straw. "Hans," he decided to try anyway, "my father has gone to bring Islam teachers." "What are they?" "They are teachers, maybe like your father. They will teach the magic of Islam." "So that's where the boat went yesterday," Hans grinned. Satu could see that he was not troubled by the news. "You see," Satu spoke slowly and tried to make every word clear, "Tema is behind this. He wants to drive your father away from this island." Now Hans laughed. "Of course Tema can't drive my father away by his witch charms. God told my father to come here, so of course nobody can drive him away. But the Islam teachers may keep the people from coming to hear the words from God's holy book. That wouldn't be good." "No, that wouldn't be good," Hans agreed. "But God is strong. He can take care of that all right." And on that day, among the coral rocks of their secret perch, Hans taught Satu to pray and to talk to God reverently, but as to a friend. Comforted by their prayers and their talks, the boys sat for a long time and watched the fire spout from the volcano. The sun had risen to mid-heaven, and the rocks burned their feet. They ran down to the beach and waded in the cool water and hunted for crabs and shells until Hans's mother called him to come to eat. Then Satu wandered back towards the village. He glanced over towards the witch man's house and saw that the black pot still lay upside down at the foot of the ladder. Again a terrible fear had struck the island boy. It was now past midday. Tema had not eaten his morning meal yet. He had not even come out of his house. Maybe the witch man was sick, or maybe. Satu's spine tingled with pure horror. Maybe Tema was making the most powerful spirit medicine that had ever been made on the island. Satu thought about what Hans had told him about how God was running after Tema and trying to catch him, and Satu thought that Tema was way out where even God couldn't get hold of him this time. Hans just didn't know. The big teacher didn't know. They hadn't seen how Tema's witch medicine worked.